Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Congressman Antonio Delgado. We are catching up with him since we hadn't talked to him since the election. And I want to talk to you, Congressman, about the issue of COVID. You know, I'm an old guy now. I have to say, I've never seen anything like this challenge America, like this particular pandemic. On a level of 1 to 10 political issues that need to be solved, where would you put this?
Well, when you mean by 1, do you mean the first issue? Because I want to make sure that's what you mean.
Yes, that's what I mean, the seriousness of the issue.
It's number 1. It is the issue. As you pointed out, Alan, you know, this is unprecedented. You know, we're approaching 300,000. I mean, even just saying that hurts the heart. Lives lost. And if someone had shared that number with us months ago, it would be hard to process and have more accept. And you layer on top of that the loss of gainful employment for so many Americans, the isolation. And this is something that we don't talk enough about. At least I don't see the media talking enough about, is the impact on the mental health and the mental welfare of our fellow citizens. Yeah. You know, we talk about the economic collapse, which has a profound effect on our small business owners, our farmers, our working families, and undoubtedly that's an issue. And then the health impact, as I note, the hundreds of thousands of lives lost and who've been sick and hospitalized. And there's the folks who've been asked to isolate themselves and who we're social animals. And the notion that, you know, we're struggling here in Washington, for example, to deliver state and local funding to make sure that we're providing aid for those meaningful services when it goes to mental health, when it goes to substance abuse prevention, when it goes to suicide prevention or domestic abuse resolution. There's so many pieces that are beneath the surface that we're not grappling with, and it is imperative that we have both the intellect and the smarts here in Washington, but also the heart to make sure that we step up. We should have been stepped up. You know, the last time we got something done was March, over 9 months ago. 9 months ago, in the middle of an unprecedented pandemic. And so, yes, it's the number one issue. It is the issue. It is the issue. And we've got to make sure that we address it both with a robust aid to our state and local, making sure that we put, you know, we assist folks in need who are starving, who are hungry, the folks who are trying to take care of themselves with health care, people trying to put food on their tables. This is a real challenge that we have not met collectively here in Washington. And I hope that as we close this year out, that we get something done. We have a new administration coming on the horizon, but between now and then, between now, during this holiday season, when people are supposed to be coming together, celebrating, creating new memories, what are we doing in Washington to ensure that that can happen in a safe way? And right now, we're not doing enough.
So will a COVID relief package get done in this session, lame duck session? And would you support a smaller bill on the basis that something is better than nothing?
Something is better than nothing. And I say that with a lot of frustration, if you can't tell, in my voice. Because
I can tell.
I want a lot of things. I want a lot of things in the package. We need a lot to make sure that people are able to sustain themselves through this pandemic. But at this point, we've got to get something done. We've got to get something done. I know that there's been a proposal put forth, you know, in the Senate. I know that the leadership is negotiating, working off of that proposal as a framework. I know there's some things in there that I do like to see, like the state and local funding, some more unemployment, and some more funding, PPP. Those are some good things. And there could be more things that I would love to have in there, believe me. But if this is what we can get done right now, if this is what we are able to come together and get with this short window of time ahead of us, then yes, we need to get it done. We need to. We have too many people out there who are hurting, who are struggling, and we have to make sure we step up. And then ultimately, if we can come back to the table in the new year, we can do that, and we should do that. But in the meantime, between now and when the new administration comes into office, January 20, we've got to make sure that we are making our families whole, that we are helping our small businesses, that we're helping our farmers, that we're helping our state and local governments. We've got to do that work, and I think this is the time to do it. It's long overdue, but now with this short window in front of us, it's imperative.
Is it your sense that Speaker Pelosi is doing what she needs to do to come to this conclusion? In other words, there's been a negotiation that's been going on for a long time now.
They've been going on for a long time. They've been going on for a long time. And I'm not even going to waste my time on this show right now trying to figure out who did what, when, where, and how.
Who hit John?
Here's what I do know. We have been trying to negotiate a bill as far back as when the HEROES Act was introduced. That was done in July. That is a fact. And then there was an attempt to update that version, which I voted for, a drawn down version in October. And not until very recently are we now in the position we could have negotiations. Now, I could sit here and talk about all that wasted time, and believe me, it's very frustrating to think about all that wasted time. However, we're here, and we have parties coming together, the White House, the Senate, the House. There's conversations. They appear to be happening in earnest. So in the spirit of that earnestness, in the spirit of getting something done, I'm not going to come out here and say this should have happened. The bottom line is we're here now. We're here now. Let's get something done.
Then we only have a couple of minutes, but let me ask you this. When this is all over, will we have distinguished ourselves? Do you think this country has learned anything from this at all?
I mean, I'll say this. I think that's an important question. I think there's a lot to learn. 2020 has been a very challenging. We spoke a lot about the pandemic, and that's for obvious reasons. But beyond that, we had a lot of civil unrest, after the killing of George Floyd and on matters of race in this country. We had a very, very divisive and contentious election cycle, which still, the fallout of that continues. When you think about all those pieces together, there's a lot that we're going through right now, a lot of pain that this country is working itself through collectively. And what I try to remind myself when we're going through some of these dark moments of unrest and pain is that, on the other side of that darkness, on the other side of that pain, there is a light. And as bad as it might be on one side of the coin, it can be just as good if we work through this on the other. It's the yin and yang of life. And I think that we just have to keep pressing and understand that when you look at what we've been able to do, and I want to make this one point too, because when I go across the district and I go to counties out to Otsego, to Delaware, to Greene, to Schoharie, it doesn't matter, Rensselaer, Columbia, when I go to these counties, almost to a county, every one of them has taken the steps to be innovative, creative, and the spirit of volunteerism, the spirit of can-do is there and as clear as day. And so there's a spirit of compassion and warmth that is prevalent all across New York 19. I think it is at the heart of the American spirit. It's there. It is there, and we have come together despite some of the failings here in Washington. Despite that, communities across the country have figured out a way to band together and do right by each other on the whole. And we have to continue to tap into that spirit. And it takes leaders. It takes leaders to tap into that spirit and to elevate that spirit, to elevate it for everybody to understand and process. Because if you don't have that, then it's just going to stay in those communities. And thank God that it's there. those communities. We have to make that a collective mindset. We have to stitch that fabric together so that everybody can see that it's living well in our midst. That's America. And that's what I think we can build on moving forward.
Congressman Antonio Delgado, thank you. We really appreciate these remarks. When we come back, I got a lot more to ask you, and thank you for being with us. So appreciate it.
Thank you.